Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. So the score, what do you think is the best job open right now? And all the jobs are open, okay? Despite the fact that Nathaniel Hackett is apparently the new guy and apparently Byron Leftwich is the guy in Jacksonville. What job would you rank the best that you would want to go to as a head coach?
Just football, right? Not living.
No. Because
that's my personal thing. That a coach may not give a crap about.
No, a coach doesn't care about that.
I mean, I don't think the Vikings is the worst job. I mean, Vikings have a running game, a great young receiver on a rookie contract. I don't love Kirk Cousins' deal. Kirk Cousins also once again had 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And we can act like the idea that Kirk Cousins is the worst quarterback, we just know that his stats don't mean a whole lot when it comes to winning. They'll have Danielle Hunter comes back.
He's not going to be there forever, too. Plus, walk into a situation where you can win right away.
I mean, it's a weak division that's going to be losing Aaron Rodgers potentially. I think Minnesota's might be the best job.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to necessarily live there.
They've got the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Broncos probably.
They got $44 million in cap space.
Man, it's a tough conference. They're a tough division.
Ownership is in flux. Deep talented offense, extra picks in second and third rounds.
That's probably the right answer.
Cons are they don't have a franchise quarterback on the roster, but they got $44 million in cap space. And you got the AFC West. That sucks. They got the Raiders as number two. Long-term stability, a quarterback, strong locker room culture. No bad long-term contracts. That's another thing that we don't consider too often is, are you stuck in a bad relationship for a while?
Yeah.
That'll kill your cap if you get rid of them right away. They've got Jacksonville Jaguars. They've got a patient owner, low-pressure market, Trevor Lawrence on a rookie deal, first overall pick this year. That's not bad. They got the Vikings next. You got Kirk Cousins, elite young talent at offensive skill positions, so which they do.
Jacksonville, I would say, let me ask you this question. Are we looking at the new Browns with Jacksonville where you find reasons that they should be better and then they're not for years and years? When's the last time Jacksonville was a factor?
The difference is that the Browns never...
Blake Bortles, they were a factor with Blake Bortles. They got to an AFC championship game.
Sashi Brown never got a quarterback for him, though.
I know.
I mean, are you... You were picking up there all that time, and you just passed. He passed on the guys that he passed on, Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes. I mean, it was unbelievable. And he needed a quarterback, and he just decided, we'll just get everything else.
But even when they draft Baker Mayfield, it doesn't look like it's fixed, right?
Well, but they were forced into that situation because of all those years that Sashi Brown just ignored it.
I understand that, but my point is, It's kind of a jinx spot. It has been for years. I mean, for years it was. Maybe Jacksonville just a spot where you can't win. It's relaxed standards. I would say it's easier to go there and not have a bunch of heat from the media and stuff like that. Do they care enough? At some point, don't you want to be somewhere where the fans really, really are into it, and your fans don't look like
Jacksonville has won though. I mean,
they've won
when they had good players. When they had Coughlin, they won.
I don't know that Jacksonville's this great spot.
No.
Lawrence, now.
Never been there?
they are a better spot. I'd rather have Lawrence than, for all the whatever stats you want to show me with PFF and throws of 17 to Davis 24 Mills. Yard, Davis Mills
way
is incredible.
Better.
Like, God, I watch games and I just never felt like he was this great as everyone tells me. I've heard Davis is incredible and that he's the best rookie and all this stuff. And
no, he wasn't the best rookie.
When I watched the games, it didn't feel incredible. I didn't feel like I was watching incredible quarterback play, but that's what I'm being told is they looks like they may have found it. They may have struck gold.
16 to 10.
They may have struck gold with his 6.5 yards per attempt, but I would still rather have Trevor Lawrence. I'd rather have, and guess what? They get Travis Etienne back next year off an injury. Yeah, Jacksonville in theory.
It's like they got two first-rounders.
Jacksonville in theory looks like a pretty good job. Keep going.
The Giants are fifth.
Okay.
Major market, tracks big-name players.
Two top 10 picks.
Two top-10 picks. They got a lot of the cons.
Major market is a pro. I'm going to say it's a con. Do they have major market as a con also in media?
No.
So talking to somebody.
Well, yes. Local media is far less friendly to coaches than in most other markets.
It's not a great. It's one of the things, from what I understand, that coaches say makes it a tough, tough job for executives and coaches is that the media kind of wants you to fail in New York. They really, it's better for them. There's three, major media outlets in terms of newspapers and radio stations and the coverage. For them, if you're not going to be Super Bowl, they'd rather you have dysfunction and be bad. That's no way. That's one of the things I've heard about, actually.
They're mean.
Guys with the Bears have said it's hard with the local.
Yeah.
The Chicago's media, I think, could be kind of tough.
Well, the Bears are next. And look at what is wrong. See this picture. What's wrong with this picture? Right here. We're looking at a picture of Justin Fields, and he's about to throw the football.
Are you just going to say where his arm slot is?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got a wind-up.
He's got a wind-up like Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, he's got a wind-up.
That's really, really, really bad.
It's not. You caught it at a certain
No, angle. I caught it. Well, I don't care when I caught it. That's bad. For a quarterback to be holding his football, the football is underneath his number on his jersey. That's a bad thing. It should go from ear to,
Well, it's not. He's got wind up a lot of them. I mean, he had it in college, too. It's not as bad and pronounced on a throw-by-throw as that looks. But yeah, I mean, he's got that.
It's what did Byron Leftwich in.
Justin Fields is not some lock to be a great quarterback.
No, he's not.
I know whatever you heard national media tell you that he is the answer and all the solution, none of these guys look good this year. Other than Mac Jones, who was a capable snap taker and game manager. These rookie quarterbacks, it was a troubling group of output that we saw from guys like Trevor Lawrence, like Justin Fields, like Zach Wilson. It was not good.
No.
It was not good. But you also don't judge quarterbacks right away. But, oh, man. So we didn't say the Texans yet. Giants, who have a brutal media.
The Bears are the sixth worst. The next one they've got is Miami. Tua's inconsistent play suggests he may still have untapped potential. Okay, I guess if you could look at it that way. Let's say they have 66 million in cap space. They do say this about the cons of the Dolphins. Organizational dysfunction has been the norm under owner Stephen Ross, as evidenced by the surprising firing of Brian Flores for failing to work with the rest of the front office. I think that's a pro. Listen, he was not about to let Brian Flores overrun the organization. Like Bill O'Brien did here, and I think Stephen Ross did the absolute right thing. Head coach, don't overstep your bounds. You can't get along with the front office. You can't get along with your quarterback. It's you that's got to go, not the front office. Because look what happens when you get rid of really smart people in the front office. You got the Texans. That's exactly what happens. They've got number eight, the Saints, as the next best job. Even though they're $75 million over the cap, they have no quarterback.
But they got players.
They got players, but they're $75 million over the cap.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. You know how many guys you got to cut?
Don't forget, there is a – is that your phone?
What? Did I do it? What?
It keeps going ding, ding, ding.
What? I never did it.
So the – but don't forget, though, the cap goes up some, too. So are they factoring – there are this many over the cap, but are they factoring the fact that the cap's going to go back up? I don't think they are because they don't have the cap number yet, right?
No, there's no cap.
They're not going to be that far.
Oh, they'll be over. Yeah, they'll be over.
They'll be over, but it won't be.
It's still going to be in
$75 million. Oh, and, yeah, they're still in cap hell.
And then, surprisingly, the worst opening for a head coach.
We played this game before, and I came up with Houston last.
Yeah.
I thought Houston or New York would be the two toughest.
Oh, pros. Despite third-round pedigree, Davis Mills outperformed fellow rookie quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson.
I mean, I'm telling you, that is being leaned on as the pillar of the great rebuild.
Cons. Well, third overall pick is a pro, too. Cons. Pervasive organizational dysfunction. Head coach David Culley was fired after one season, but despite a 4-13 record that most considered a significant overachievement.
No, Vegas had 4.5 as the total.
Deshaun Watson situation looms. He remains unlikely to play for the Texans ever again. Very little talent on roster.
Whoever wrote that did a pretty good job.
I think they nailed it. They nailed it. 812 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here. 713.
What's the best job of any job in pro football, do you think?
Of any job in pro football. We'll talk about it on the other side. Okay. But first, that's no jab.
I'll tell you about
the bad jobs, like the Texans.
The best job you can have right now might be at Site Jab. I'm not even joking about that. Site Jab has never been busier, and yet they stay fully staffed so that they're always taking care of their clients, whether it's something brand new or whether it's recurring help. Yeah, they can give you recurring help with your website as well. But I want to tell you, when you go to sitejab.com, you can see the work that they've done for other companies. You can see their if you go under who we are, you can see the team of, you know, the owners and the team. If you go to our work, you can see their entire slate of companies that they have worked with. But you can also find out, you know, what exactly their marketing looks like. Lead generation, business consulting, branding and identity, social media management. These are all things that Hector and his crew at SiteJab will do for you. Besides just building out one of the best websites that's steeped with analytics because they understand how to keep people on your site longer and how to get them engaging with you and your product and your brand and even your e-commerce if that's what you want built onto your site. There's so much they can do for you, and if you don't have a good website, you are losing out. Click the Let's Meet button and set up your consultation or give them a call. All the information's on the website, S-I-T-E-Jab, that's sitejab.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:16 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead, Stevie D and Eric Sandler to tell us what's going on culture-wise. To bring a little culture to the show, Art. Okay, that's what they do. Unlike the stuff that you say on the show, they say good stuff. Five Star is going to be joining us again. Another undefeated weekend for Five Star. Tremendous. Before we get to the NFL stuff, Zach wants to get in here with that. Usman Garuba, done for the season, wrist surgery. What was your favorite Usman Garuba? I forgot he was.
Draft day, being excited about him.
You were?
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard, they said he wasn't ready, and that
they
he probably
Josh Christopher wasn't ready either.
They say he wouldn't be much of a factor, but Garuba supposedly, you know, is this athletic. I mean, is this explosive athletic defender, and so
they don't need defense. The Rockets don't. They ain't about that life.
Yeah, maybe not now.
No, they ain't.
Hopefully,
about that.
In the future.
It's not what we're doing here. So I was just looking through the draft. I forgot he was. I thought there were only three, and there's four. Usman Garuba. I was like, I don't even remember seeing him. He averaged like 1 minute a game this year, or 1 point a game. Do you know how many out of the 30 first round picks, how many guys were traded?
What do you mean?
30 first round picks in the NBA draft this past year.
How many were traded?
Yeah, how many trades of those picks?
Oh, by the time people got them, it had been a traded pick.
Well,
somehow
they've been traded already. Yeah, how many guys were traded?
Already traded? Yeah. Oh, because of draft
night, day. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. So you're including that only because the NBA has that archaic, you have to draft them first, and then you can trade them later to another team.
Yes, right.
They're drafting for another team.
How
right
many
now
of those picks were traded?
11?
Nine. Nearly one third of all of the picks in the end. That's a lot. What is the average in the NFL? Probably five?
No, out of 32? It's higher than you. Well, in the first round. In the second, third round is
a bunch.
Crap ton of trades. Yeah. In the first round, I would say
there's more in the second
here. There was a lot of trades this last year. Trey Lance, remember, they traded up for Trey Lance, San Francisco. You have Miami, Philadelphia. Yeah.
They moved around.
San Francisco.
Yeah, but this wasn't really moving around. That's not how this worked.
Move out?
Yeah, moving out. Actually, the first trade that happened in the NBA last year was the 10th pick. That was the first one. Everybody, all the other teams took their first rounder. And but after that, wow, it was just nuts. It's just nuts how well good better teams tend to give away their picks.
49ers traded up to
matter anyway.
49ers traded up to number 3. Dolphins traded back up to number 6. Remember when they had traded back and then with the Eagles? Let me see. Eagles also moved back. They traded up and got Devontae Smith. The Cowboys got stuck with Parsons. The Bears traded up for Justin Fields. The Jets traded up for Elijah Vera Tucker to the Minnesota Vikings. Jamal Adams' pick had been traded, so that's who the Jets, it's the same thing.
This is not trading up and
you mean
down.
Draft day?
This is just we've already gotten rid of this pick.
Okay, so Jalen Ramsey, that doesn't count either.
Yeah, right.
The Orlando Brown trade. Okay, that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Those were the picks.
Yeah.
But that seems like more than I'm used to in the NFL. But maybe that is the norm. I don't know. It was a ton of moving around in the top 12 picks last year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this up and
year,
down, though.
Yeah,
up and
this
down,
year, right. I don't think.
I don't think so either, and that's the problem. The Texans have the third pick, and it would be wonderful if they could move out of that.
Why does it seem like the Texans can't ever get the timing right? Well, who knew that you had it right? You had Aaron Donald in the Jadeveon Clowney draft, but you would have never drafted a 284-pound defensive tackle first. But you also had Khalil Mack,
but
you're going to have one of the greatest defensive players in the history of football in the draft that you had Clowney, but
when you had the number one pick, you had David Carr.
Vick. You had Julius Peppers, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that is true, but you're going to start your franchise Vick was with a year quarterback.
Early. Vick was a
Vick
year
was
early.
The year before.
Yeah.
Then the next one's David Carr. Oh, my gosh. Mario Williams or Vince or Reggie or...
Seemed awesome at the time.
Yeah, it wasn't. And then Jadeveon Clowney. And now you got the third pick, and you're going to get a tackle. Okay, great. Whatever.
Or another Clowney-ish.
There's no quarterback there, Mario though. Williams. I mean, how great would it be if there was a Zach Wilson sitting there? Let's get this Zach in here. This isn't Zach Wilson, but he wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So reading an article like that about head coaches, or head coaching vacancies, it's kind of like reading an investment magazine that features the top mutual funds for 2022 on the cover in January, and they're almost always notoriously wrong. So I don't know how Houston, with a pretty good rookie quarterback, a lot of cap space, more draft capital than any team in the league after the Deshaun Watson trade, won more division titles than any other vacancy.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything. One division titles has no bearing on right now, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. That has no bearing?
Yeah, but what difference does them winning a division title in the past have to do with anything right now?
Well, it's not quite as dysfunctional as everybody likes to say.
Let me ask you, what do you think of ownership? Let's go a little quid pro quo. What do you think of ownership? Where do you think people rank the Texans' ownership? I'm being serious.
I mean, it's not going to rank very high, but I don't think that matters when you compare it to the draft capital they're going to have and the cap.
How are they? Here, I want to play you. Hey, I want to play you a soundbite.
I'm going to answer that. I'm going to answer that.
Get the John Mara soundbite.
Okay, no. I want to answer that. Quite frankly, I don't. I'm with him. I don't care about ownership because I think he's going to leave Nick Caserio. To me, it's much more important. Do you believe in Nick Caserio? Because Cal is actually the owner that's going to be hands off. I'd much rather have that than Dan Snyder. I'd much rather have that than Jerry Jones, who has destroyed this franchise for years and years and years because of his meddling. If Nick Caserio is good, then I'm all for Cal because he's going to stay out of the way. He knows what he does. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. He doesn't know it. Doesn't know much of anything. But he's not going to bother Nick Caserio. Let him put together this team.
I'll also say this. The idea that draft capital is a magic panacea, it gives you more opportunities. You get more lottery picks, which is great. But if you go back and look at what the draft capital that you received for the trade-up for Robert Griffin Jr., what the Rams got in return, didn't really do much with it. You can have all the draft capital in the world. If you don't draft well, right, it's irrelevant. They're just guys on a roster. And I'm just – Houston will benefit from draft capital because their roster's so bad.
And they can. Do you believe in Nick Caserio? And well, that's the question.
That's it.
And quite frankly, I believe in what he did last year with so little. He actually got some football players as opposed to Rick Smith, who was great in the first round and terrible afterwards.
What'd you think about the previous 7 years?
I don't know because Bill Belichick ran that show. I don't know. So I can't blame it. I can't blame Nick Caserio for that.
It was Nick and
Bill.
I can't blame
Mike Mayock for what happened in the Raiders because of John Gruden.
I mean, our standards are so low that we're literally jumping on the – literally trying to sell that this is a great job because he drafted Brevin Jordan and Davis Mills
and Roy Lopez
and Nico Collins. I don't see up to this point. I'll keep waiting. I don't know that any of these guys – and none of them were first or second round picks.
Yeah?
I don't know if any of them are dynamic –
well, they're not
organizational
changers. Rounders.
I know they're just let's not oversell Nick's greatness.
No,
because
I didn't say
of that.
Greatness. I said he did a good job. He did a good
he
job.
He was right in the middle of it's him and Bill Belichick, a tiny, tiny circle in New England, and the drafts have been terrible for a long time.
Yes, and
that's something to consider too.
So you're blaming Mayock for everything that happened with the Raiders.
Mayock gets plenty of blame too.
No,
absolutely.
I don't believe that. If Gruden was in charge and made the picks, listen, you could be one pick off. And Gruden said no, we want this guy instead of Mayock says we want this guy.
But it wasn't
we'll
like
take
that.
This guy.
It wasn't like that. Mike had more input than you're giving him.
Well, no,
for.
Input, but the final decision was Gruden, and just like the final decision,
come to
was
a consensus
Belichick.
Through months of discussion. You have input all along the way. You come to it. If you hate a guy, I didn't hear one time that Mike Mayock hated
a pick.
Maybe
he didn't hate the guy,
made.
But I like this guy better. That's a big difference.
But I don't care. Mike Mayock's not here. My point is that this draft capital is irrelevant if you don't do something with it. Here's John Mara from the New York Giants. By the way, before we start bleeping each other's bleeps about all this draft capital we're going to get for Deshaun Watson, here's the owner of the New York Giants when he was asked about Deshaun Watson.
I know there's a lot of decisions that need to be made at quarterback. Could you rule in or rule out potentially trading for Deshaun Watson given the sexual assault allegations?
We're not trading for Deshaun Watson.
John,
there's so many reasons why we wouldn't do that. I mean, cap-wise, we couldn't afford it, but more importantly, with the allegations that are out there right now, that's just not the right fit for us.
It's just not the right fit for us. Let me tell you, that's one of the places Deshaun wanted to go. Was the New York Giants. It was on the list, okay? I know that.
Tufts his nitties, Deshaun.
It was
Guess
on
what?
The list.
Guess what? Oh, you're not, I can't go to New York now. Guess what? You go now.
Miami was on the
somebody
list.
Somebody who wants you.
Miami was on the list. New York was. No. He just keeps getting paid.
No, he guess what?
Tell me how.
No, because the leaks.
Well, okay, you have balls this year. You have balls next year, but you didn't have balls
yes,
last year?
Yes, you absolutely do.
You're going to find your balls?
You absolutely
oh,
will.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'll wait for it.
No. At $35 million, Deshaun, you're getting on the field. You don't play,
so
you're
now
suspended
we're
without pay.
You should have done it last year.
Well, you didn't,
everything,
though.
But Bucky Brooks, we talked about this so many times. They were all right. Force the hand. Make the NFL. If Deshaun, then you got a grievance. You go after his signing bonus. You play. You could have played aggressively. You could have forced the NFL to suspend him last year.
You played nice. Deshaun, we're going to find a trade for you. You take the trade wherever that is. Okay, we'll try to find the place that you want to go. That's all fine and good. But we're getting as much as we possibly can. You don't play. You don't go there. Then you know what? Now, Deshaun, we got a real problem.
Okay, and Deshaun goes, okay, I'll play.
Okay.
Now what do you do?
No, you play. You play.
No, they don't want to play him.
Well, that's great. They don't want to play. Great.
So how does it work then?
No. You play him. You play him.
Okay. You need to tell Jack Easterby and you need to tell Cal McNair and Nick Caserio and whoever your head coach is going to be, because I don't think they ever want him to touch the field again.
Well,
I think Deshaun can play chicken.
Whoever that new head coach is going to be is going to say, okay.
I think Deshaun can play chicken if he wants to. The fans will boo him when he's out on the field. I'm just telling you, this thing, I have been at the forefront of banging the table telling you Deshaun Watson's going to get you a lot in return. And I truly believe that. But only if he opens up the options of where he's willing to play. And now I'm hearing one of the owners where Deshaun did want to play say, we don't want him for a number of reasons. Cap is one consideration. But there's even if stuff gets worked out, there could be a perceived lingering notion about who he is.
Yeah.
And if owners have a moral compass, they may say, well, we don't want this kind of team.
But we do know that there are places. And listen, his team's got to sit down with him. Malgetta has got to sit down with him and say, Deshaun, do you want to play in the NFL anymore? Do you want to make this $35 million a year? Guess what? The Charlotte nightlife ain't that great, but guess what? You're in the NFL. Go. Okay, because stop being a little wuss and get over there and play football.
It can't come from the Texans.
You want $35 million a year or not, Deshaun? What do you want?
Yeah, ultimately, that's going to have to be the case. Is he's not going to be able to get – it doesn't look like the Miami thing's going to work out. The New York thing's definitely not going to work out. Denver doesn't look like it may work out. And I don't know if new ownership would want Deshaun either. So I get a little bit nervous about the Venn diagram of teams I'll go to and teams that want me. I'm getting a little nervous about that.
I'm not.
Because you got to pair.
You know what, Deshaun?
You got to pair them.
Shut up and go play football.
Yeah, but you need something.
You think he likes sitting this year?
Carolina is your best shot.
That's it.
Carolina is your
not
best
829
shot.
829 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, we'll actually talk about the best jobs in the NFL. This is not one of them. So we'll talk about who's got the best jobs in the NFL. But right now we're talking about Doc Linville, and we're talking about hair. We're talking about your hair. We're talking about, I'm looking at Nathaniel Hackett right now. He's bald. He should come here to Houston, and he should get hair. Now, completely bald, that's a lot of work. There's going to be a lot of work to do. If you've been shaving your head for a while and you like that look, that's fine. You know what? You want to be Mr. Clean? That's awesome. Good for you. That's great. Now, you got bald spots, you got patches like I did, or you just can't, you got a receding hairline right now, and you're like, holy crap, I'm too young for this. I don't want to be bald. You don't want to be, it's not that you're so vain or whatever. You just want to have hair. That's fine. Whatever. You like the way you looked when you had hair? That's great. You don't like the way you look with the receding hairline or the big bald spot in the back? That's fine too. Do something about it. Call Doc Linville. Or go to the website, 975hair.com. The results are great, unbelievable. The percentage of people that he's helping. And, oh, by the way, the process is wonderful. Plus, you can afford it. It's all at 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN, 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
834 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we were talking earlier about, the worst jobs in the NFL, and the Texans fall right there. Congratulations once again.
So Zach tried to make a point, and I appreciate the point. I mean, just because you have predictions, mm-hmm. just because you predict something, it doesn't mean that's the reality. And a job can change very, very quickly. I will tell you that people around the league take ownership very, very seriously. Coaches who think you have bad ownership, it is something that is taken very seriously by people who work in the league because that's their chance. And they don't want incompetent ownership. That is a big deal for teams. You have unresolved issues with Deshaun Watson. What you're saying is a treasure trove of draft picks. I've looked at it that way in the past, but I also recognize the flip side of that coin is you're also taking a look at what, quite frankly, is unresolved issues that may be more difficult to resolve and trade than you might have previously thought. There is not a lot of talent on the roster. There's not playoff talent on the roster. It's devoid of that. There are some good things. I mean, business-wise, there's no state income tax.
All right, enough about the Texans. That's the worst job. What about the best jobs in the NFL?
So I think the best jobs, I think one of the best jobs is going to be in San Francisco.
What, the GM? Or no, we're talking about the best jobs in the NFL.
Head coaching, right?
No, what the best jobs in the – what's the best job in the NFL right now, period?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question because I'm automatically going to go to some successful place.
Well, right, absolutely.
Okay, Chiefs.
Chiefs GM.
Yeah, because you don't get to make picks, though. You do kind of. Andy Reid's in charge of that, too.
Okay, then Chiefs head coach.
But is Andy has to give the blessing. Brett Veach still makes picks. Andy has to he can have final say. And see, sometimes when a head coach is in charge, you know, like Mike Mayock ran a lot more of the draft than you think. The problem is when you have an alpha, that when it's head coach is the top dog, he gets final say in some things, which can be, right, you know, which can cause issues. Gruden's a whole different situation. But, you're right. I think Andy Reid is head coach of the Chiefs is the best job. You get to buy your own groceries. You get Tyreek Hill. You can take players with very suspect personality issues and domestic issues. Like, they've taken guys with criminal backgrounds, and it's worked out for them. Frank Clark, not really the nicest guy in the world. Who did they just add? Oh, Damon Arnett. You added Damon Arnett. You had the gun threatening to murder somebody on an Instagram this year. You added him to your roster. I don't know if you saw that last week. You just added him.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Pat Mahomes. It's got to be Kansas City, right?
I would think. What about the Bills' job right now?
The Bills' job's good.
I think it's real.
Yeah, I think Bills' job's good. Anybody with a young quarterback is a good job. A good young quarterback. Is Zach Taylor, is the Bengals' job considered one of the...
Well, listen, Zach, going into the season, Zach Taylor was one of the hottest seats in the league. Mm-hmm. And now, right now... But do you want to be... Well, first of all, do you want to be working for Cincinnati and the Browns? And the answer is no. That's not one of the best
jobs.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
They're the fourth... They've got the fourth most salary cap space in the league, which means they're not paying anybody, and they're still up there at the top of the league in the AFC championship game. That's you overcame. It's not like you
said. No, that's not a great. When you say what are the best jobs, I'm telling you, ownership matters.
Yeah, ownership matters a lot. Ownership is huge. Now, again, I don't think this is a bad place. Cal will lose $22 million on a one-year coach. He don't care.
Yeah, but that's ultimately, it is a bad thing. You don't want it to be that poorly run.
No.
If you're a coach, that's great. But I think David Culley would have liked to get more than a year. You know what I mean? Just because he got all that money, that's great. But most coaches want to get their money while they also create legacy and win.
No.
Yeah.
But I'll take the $22 million, too.
Yeah, but that's not what a coach doesn't go there thinking, all right, I want one chance and I want to have no chances after
that. Well, David Culley does, though.
And I want to
give
me
one chance that nobody else would have ever given me.
And be embarrassed nationally and then have to leave the sport.
Right.
And I don't think that's what you love. I don't think that's what you shoot for. I'd rather go somewhere, get my money, and have a chance to succeed. I'd like to have both.
Yeah.
Why does it only have to be one? David Culley got a lottery ticket, and he got the golden ticket. Bum, 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 bum. Look at this, Grandpa Charlie. I got a 5-year deal for a 4-year deal from the Texans, guaranteed. You did it, David. You finally did it. Me and your grandmother can get out of this bed. I got the golden ticket. Now listen, here's the thing. You got to go there and deal with Jack and Football Robot Nick and Cal and Augustus Gloop Cal and Mike TV Nick Casario and all these and Violet Beauregard, Jack Easterby. Somebody's going to fall into a – Deshaun's going to fall into a river of blueberries or whatever and get something touching places. And then you get your money, though, at the very end of the movie. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, finally, I got my golden ticket. It finally paid off for David Culley. He had to go through a lot of crap, just like Charlie did.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie had to go through a lot of crap.
Listen, I'll take the golden ticket and go through all that crap.
Nothing. Good day, sir.
I'll take all the crap.
I guess there's just no way of knowing which direction of coaching we are going. Who is Easterby Charlie? I mean, Willy Wonka? Who's Willy Wonka? I don't feel like it's, although Nick Casario's personality does feel closer not to Gene Wilder, but to Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some similarities there, but the Gene Wilder would be more Jack, I think. Augustus Gloop is going to be Cal. That's already been cast. I don't need to recast that. I've already got my.
What the hell happened to? Well, no, the best job, yes, is
you
Roger
said, what is
Goodell.
The best job in the NFL?
No, okay.
Roger Goodell.
There's no question.
You have lifelong job security as long because you are running a cash cow that you don't have to touch.
Yeah.
You deal with a couple of boos every year at the draft.
I wish my name was Lance Goodell.
You don't get to be the commissioner, though.
I wish my name was Lance Goodell. I swear on everything, I wish my name was Lance Goodell.
Yeah.
Larry, Marcia, you guys did great. I just wish that my name was Lance Goodell. Man, did you see Raj at the game, at the Cowboys game, where something happened? He's up in a booth. He's up in a booth with, who was it from Dallas? He's in a suite.
Yeah, he was.
With
I
old,
saw him up
old
there.
School
yeah,
Cowboys like Calvin Hill and something or whatever. Yeah. And at one point, he's going, like, it's something you would see when you and your boys are on the bus and somebody is cracking on somebody, and you're like, oh! It was after a play, and Raj is like, oh, when they're hitting hands, like, can you believe that? I'm like, Raj is up there like at a barbershop just chilling in the suite. I wish I was Lance Goodell. He's doing an amazing job. He continues to run a very powerful and strong league he has this, you know, his finger on the pulse of the digital deals that are going on right now.
I want to be Johnny Johnson, okay? Dwayne's son. That's what I want to be. Running the
Rock
XFL.
Son?
That's right.
Good. I'll be Lance Goodell.
That's fine. Guess what?
You get to be Rob Manfred.
I got all that movie money,
you
too,
get to be Johnny Manfred, Rob's son.
No. What? Well, that's them's fighting words, Johnny Manfred. Are you kidding? I would divorce my parents if I was Rob Manfred.
What is it called? You get emancipation.
Yes, I'm going to emancipate.
You would emancipate from the Manfreds?
That
they got cheese now.
That's all right, it's 8:43 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead, Stevie D and Eric, the Culture Boys. That's right, it's happening. Art, what? You love that. And Five Star. Who, what? Five Star took two more winners last week. Let's see who he's got this week for us. Right now, though, I've got Patrick
Easy
Chastain.
Winners.
Yeah, and then you didn't. Well, you did sweat the 49ers, that's for sure. Right now, though, I got Patrick Chastain and Joe Chastain and all the great Chastains over at Chastain Ford, and I got a deal for you. You know what the deal is? That you're going to get the most. Listen, the car business right now, some of these dealerships are adding like $5,000 off on top of sticker because it's so difficult to get cars. You know what Chastain Ford is not doing? That. You know what Chastain Ford, what else Chastain Ford is doing? They're giving you rebates. There are rebates out there. You know what other dealerships aren't doing? Rebates. They're keeping all that stuff. And they're just telling you, oh, I'm sorry, it's just so hard right now. We have to add. It's so difficult to get a car. We're going to have to put $10,000 more on the sticker price. Are you kidding me? That's never, ever, ever the way they'll do business over at Chastain Ford. They're the best. You will love them. They're going to get you that car, that Ford car or truck, at the best price they can possibly get it to you for, and everything that you want, not what they want to put on it. Customized for you, exactly how you want it, with no dealer add-ons. That's the promise every single time. At ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 8:48, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wow, Mark is here. Mark Foster, we talked to him a lot on Twitter. He was in the hospital the last couple of days. Wasn't able to listen to us yesterday because he was getting a kidney transplant, which
it's been a while.
I guess if you're going to make excuses, okay. You know what? I don't care how big the waves are. Bring the ship in, Mark. Okay. Okay. We'll let you take the day off to get a kidney transplant from listening to the show. But how you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm in a little pain, but I'm okay. Surgery went well. kidney's working well. It's bittersweet. I had a deceased donor give me a kidney.
Oh.
And it just so happened to be a 15-year-old. So that's the bittersweet part, but I'm thankful nonetheless.
Wow. That is unfortunate, but yeah, wow, what a difficult situation. It helping save your life, but a 16-year-old, that's awful. That is awful. So I have no idea. What is that? You've been waiting for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been waiting for about 7 years.
Wow.
7 years?
Wow. And for it to finally happen for you, got to be a lot of relief, huh?
Oh, man, it's like winning the Super Bowl.
So what's the process now? Is there a time where they have to see if it takes, or like do they know right away everything's good because it's a match, or are you out of the woods now, or what's the next step? Like, what's the process?
There's a recovery period, and there's some tests that they have to continue to run, and I'm on a lot of anti-rejection medication that keeps the body from rejecting the kidney. But it's a few days in the hospital, and then I have to come to the hospital at least once a week for about a month.
Well, listen, it sounds like you need to get some rest. You definitely need to get some rest. But we were very excited to hear to get the message on Twitter, and very glad that you called in. And you know, of course, we're praying for you, and really, really happy that you have this opportunity. So. We'll let you get back to resting. We appreciate you calling in and updating us, and continue to do so, and hopefully it'll be back to normal and just chit-chatting on Twitter about different sports stuff.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
All right, man. There's Mark.
Hang in there, Mark.
Yeah. Wow. That is, what did he say, 7 years waiting for it?
7 years. I didn't know it was that long.
I didn't know either. And then you're on dialysis all that time, and wow. That's rough. I think Lesbian Craig has had the similar deal.
I don't know all the specifics, but yeah, I think he's had some issues. I don't know if it's the same, but yeah.
Man, I'm going to have to make sure my kidneys are. Now, all of a sudden, I'm worried about my kidneys and liver. Okay?
Now?
Yeah, well, don't forget. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. so there will be plenty of Coors
Lights. Brad Kellner's coming in.
Right.
Brad Kellner's going to come in and do the show.
Is he going to dress like me?
They call him BK. That was pretty baller when he dressed like me. I give it
I didn't
for him.
Get it.
I don't know. I can't believe I wouldn't have either.
He had a mustache, though, so I didn't get it.
That probably throws you off a little bit. I don't know what he would – I don't know how he would dress like you. I guess golf shirt. But I wouldn't – that wouldn't click.
No, it wouldn't click. What? Maybe the hair slicked back or something. I don't know. He can't – everybody does a really –
I did – You did take a little something off the beard, I noticed. You pulled it back a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit today. But that's always I can
I don't think he can there's nothing that's gonna be signature for you.
No.
I mean, he could wear his Grey Goose shoes or whatever it is, but I wouldn't be able to see him.
No.
Maybe he'll bring a case of Coors Light that'd be right nice. In front of his
yeah,
laptop.
I mean, that's something
that makes
do.
The show so, if he brings in some Coors Lights. Yeah.
So I've got Brad Kellner on. We got food places bringing some food up tomorrow when John's gone. And then I'm going to set it up now. I'm just going to set it up now since I know you're going to leave. I'm going to call and see if I can get somebody to bring us food, just so you know that when you're leaving. Where are you going to?
Washington, D.C. Mardi Gras up there. I'm going to
tell
you how.
Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mobile, I guess, is the original home. Mobile claims they're the original home of Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Did you know that? I found that out a few years back. Of course, we know about New Orleans, and Galveston has theirs.
Mm.
Can everyone have a Mardi Gras? We can't be doing this. Washington, D.C., how does Washington, D.C. try to claim Mardi Gras? Just because Frankie lives there?
Well, I think it started – no. They have – and it's way before Mardi Gras. It's a month. We're not in Mardi Gras until a month, right? Fat Tuesday is March 2nd this year. It's late. Way
it
late.
Is?
Yeah, yeah. So –
March Madness, you're
so
going to be
so. They always do it early.
You do a sober March Madness.
Yeah,
you
all, I always
almost
do.
Always.
I always do. I always do. Yeah. March 1st is Fat Tuesday. 1st. Lent is Ash Wednesday is March 2nd.
Yeah.
So, so this is, they always do it early though. And I packed last night, a tux, suits.
Sounds terrible.
This is an awful, awful, awful trip. My wife and her sister set this up. Just awfulness. When you're packing a tuxedo to go,
if you're packing more than one suit is already problematic.
No, right.
More than one suit is
when you go away for a weekend, two suits and a tuxedo.
Two's a problem.
And a tuxedo.
You throw in a tux and it's officially a terrible trip.
I'm telling you, this is the worst day of my life. But it'll be fun. We're going to drink.
That sounds amazing. Eat.
It's going to be a good
time. Oh, yeah, because that's different than any day.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, it's really bad. It's going to be really bad up there. However, tomorrow it comes in. Yeah, it's going to be 40 to 50 mile an hour winds on Saturday when we go to this Mardi Gras ball.
40 to 50?
Yeah, and at 30 degrees.
The high is 33.
33 is the high. Yeah, I mean,
so
it's
the wind
awful.
Chill is going to be terrible.
Awful. Yeah, and we may not be able to fly out Sunday, so you may be doing the show Monday by yourself. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll have to fly out Friday also. Or fly out Monday, I'm flying out. But after the show.
So you're
coming
going
back. Bring your stuff. Bring your equipment.
No, I'm not bringing my equipment.
Bring your equipment.
No, I can't. I'm going to have to take days, but it's not vacation days. It'll be act of God days. So you're going to Mobile next week?
Yeah, going to the Senior Bowl. I'll be there. I leave Monday after the show, and I think the practices are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Come back on Thursday evening.
Come back on.
Although three of the last 4 years, we've had weather issues that have caused us to get in like 3 hours later than expected. It's been these nightmares for some random unknown reason. Only once has it been in Mobile. Sometimes it's been Houston weather. Sometimes it's been weather from where the plane is coming from. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to there's no – Logan Hall from Houston is going to be there. Marcus Jones is not going to be there. He's had shoulder surgeries, I believe, on both of them. There's some other players who have bailed out. I'm not allowed to say who. On Senior Bowl, I'm not very happy about. Some have legitimate injuries.
But they're getting ready for the draft.
Some have legitimate injuries, and some have decided now they're going to get ready for the combine. Which the Senior Bowl is the draft. Like, that's getting ready for the draft. Competing against like players at your position and against quality players who have NFL draft profiles and letting all the teams see you and evaluate you and interviewing with teams, that is getting ready for the draft. Right now, if you're pulling somebody out of the Senior Bowl, in my opinion and actually the opinion of pretty much most teams, you're just avoiding competition. And, for some guys, it may hurt them. For others, it won't hurt them. But these all-star games, East-West, NFLPA, Senior Bowl, this is part of the quote-unquote getting ready for the draft. This is part of the draft process. These are your – I get it when you bail on the game or whatever. That's been happening more and more in mass.
Didn't Baker have a –
bailing on the whole Senior Bowl to me is just another in a long line of the trend of opt-out. You just opt out on everything.
Yeah.
You just opt out on competition, and it's you can always make excuses for it. Well, you don't want to get hurt before the thing. I get that, but guys have been doing Senior Bowl. I mean, you know how rare, you know what the odds are, how rare the injury at a Senior Bowl is that affects your draft status? It's extraordinarily rare over the last 30 years.
Yeah.
So I don't. I'm not a big fan of opting out of a Senior Bowl, but whatever. So I'll be there, and I'll be looking at players for the Texans. They have more needs than ever before at more positions, so I don't have as good a feel for what a Texan looks like anymore. It used to be with Bill O'Brien, I knew a little bit. With Gary Kubiak, I knew a lot. With Rick Smith, I had a little bit of a feel. With Wade Phillips, I had a little bit of a feel when he was there. But now... A, they don't have a head coach, and B, I don't know what a Texan's going to look like. I don't know what Nick's standards are going to be unless I use New England standards, and those standards are big, long, and big physical linebackers, bigger than most everyone else in the league, long-armed defensive ends, highly intelligent, very intelligent offensive linemen, but you're willing to give up some size. Like, there is a New England type at certain positions. So I may use that. Because odds are he's going to do what he did in New England, what he learned. I'd say odds are that's kind of stuff he's going to look for.
All right. I know what Scott McGrath is going to do. Scott McGrath is going to kill bugs. I heard Scott McGrath. Well, the commercials, the recorded commercials. All right, I'm going to pull back the curtain. It's Chance. And he says goofy stuff. You know what? It's absolutely true. Scott McGrath is a bug annihilator. He just destroys them. He has come to my home before. And, you know, it's not like, you know, we have all kinds of bugs flying around at our house. Actually, it's the exact opposite. We never see any bugs. And the reason for that is Scott McGrath. If you've got bugs in your house, that's really gross. You need Scott McGrath at your home to make sure that there are no bugs there. And we don't have bugs. We also don't have mosquitoes. And this is a great time. It's cold outside now. It's a great time to put in the mosquito murdering system before the spring gets here and you're going to be outside and the bugs are going to be back. The mosquitoes are going to be back. And you're going to be like, wow, this sucks because we got all these mosquitoes. The kids can't even play outside. Well, get the mosquito murdering system, and guess what? Kids can be outside all day, and they're not going to get bit by mosquitoes because it's awesome. You're looking for that exterminator? Got him. Scott McGrath. McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.